Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, for liberty and justice for all. Paul, can you please address agenda item 3?
I shall. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Item 3 is disclosure of campaign contributions. If any commissioner has received a campaign contribution that would require disclosure and recusal from an item on today's agenda, please make it known at this time. I have a few announcements before we get going. Today's meeting is being conducted in a virtual teleconference format, as authorized by Government Code Section 54953. The agenda and all public hearing notices clearly state that interested persons were afforded the opportunity to submit comments by email or U.S. mail. Information on how to do so was on page 1 of the agenda. Staff emails to the commissioners any communications that we receive after the agenda is posted. We also monitor the LAFCO email, which is info@lalafco.org, during today's meeting. Consistent with state law, the agenda was posted to the LAFCO website on Thursday, June 30th. It was posted at the Los Angeles County Hall of Administration on Thursday, July 5th. Council has reviewed the agenda and public hearing notices, and they have affirmed that the conduct of today's meeting is consistent with state law. Commission Clerk Adriana Flores will call the roll for agenda items requiring a vote. As commissioners, when any of you make or second a motion, please do so and state your last name so that we may hear it for the minutes. Item 4 is the swearing in of speakers. Doug, do you see if any speakers are on the call?
I'm showing no members of the public.
Okay, thank you. Then we will skip that, and I will let the record note that Commissioner Ocean has joined the meeting. Your next item is the consent agenda. The consent agenda includes items 6A through 6D. Staff recommends the commission adopt one motion approving the consent agenda.
I'll move it, Barger.
Second, Matthews.
Commission Clerk Adriana Flores will now call the roll.
Commissioner Barger?
Yes.
Commissioner Finley? Not in here. Okay, so Commissioner Davitt?
Yes.
Matthews?
Yes.
Chair Marish?
Yes.
Ocean? Not in yet. Commissioner Bell?
Yes.
Chair McKellum?
Yes.
That motion passes. Your next item is item 8A, which is protest hearings. This is the exercise of new or different functions or classes of services, number 2022-04 for the Point Dume Community Services District. This is the required protest hearing relative to your approval of the exercise of new or different functions or classes of services for the Point Dume Community Services District. Your staff has received no written protests. Staff recommends that the chair open the public protest hearing and receive written protests. Thereafter, close the public hearing. Instruct the executive officer pursuant to Government Code Section 57075 to determine the value of written protests filed and not withdrawn. If any protests are received, the matter will be continued for staff to verify the relevant voter and landowner statistics for the district to determine the protest outcome. And based upon results of the protest hearing, either adopt a resolution terminating the proceedings if a majority protest exists, ordering exercise of new or different functions or classes of services number 2022-04, or ordering exercise of new or different functions or classes of services 2022-04, subject to confirmation by the registered voters of the affected territory. Mr. Chair, now would be the time to open the protest hearing.
Okay, we'll open it.
Doug, is there any members of the public on?
There is a caller that is unidentified. I can unmute.
Would please say
that. The caller is unmuted.
This is Margaret Finley. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Margaret.
Okay, so now Is this still with the star six to mute and unmute?
I believe that is correct, yes.
Okay, all right. I just want to let you know I was on the line. I'm president of Rotary this year, and I just finished the meeting at 9 o'clock, so that's why there's all the background noise. I apologize.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner. If you could mute when you're speaking, that would be helpful.
Now can you hear me? Can you said you still can hear me?
Correct.
Okay, then the star six is not working.
Okay.
So I'll try to go someplace where it's not as noisy.
Thank you very much.
Is there a mute button on your phone? Sometimes there's a mute button on your phone too to check.
Yes, they do have a mute button on the phone.
That worked, Commissioner Finley. Thank you. Mr.
Okay,
Chair.
I will use the mute button. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, it would be appropriate to close the protest hearing.
Okay, close the protest hearing. Are there any comments? Hearing none, do I have a motion?
Barger will move.
Ocean seconds.
Roll call. Commissioner Barger?
Aye.
Commissioner Finley?
Yes.
Commissioner Matthews?
Yes.
Commissioner Marish?
Yes.
Ocean?
Yes.
Chair McKellum?
Yes.
That item passes. Your next item is item 9A. This is adoption of a resolution authorizing remote teleconference meetings of the commission pursuant to Government Code Section 54953E. This is the resolution required to conduct today's meeting and your August 10th meeting by teleconference as authorized by law. The language in your draft resolution mirrors the language in prior resolutions. As noted in your written report, your staff continues to provide several opportunities for the public to provide public comment and to access these virtual meetings. Staff recommends the commission adopt the resolution of the Local Agency Formation Commission for the County of Los Angeles, authorizing remote teleconference meetings of the legislative body for the meetings of July 13, 2022 and August 10, 2022, pursuant to the Ralph M. Brown Act.
Do I have a motion?
Move approval, Matthews.
Barger will second.
Ariana, roll call.
Commissioner Barger.
Yes.
Yes.
Commissioner Matthews.
Yes.
Commissioner Marish.
Yes.
Commissioner Ocean.
Yes.
Chair McKellum.
Yes.
That motion passes. Item 9B concerns your meeting of November 9th, 2022. Staff is requesting that the commission move the start time for that one meeting from your normal 9 o'clock a.m. to 8:30 a.m. Changing the start time would allow County Supervisors Catherine Barger and Holly Mitchell to attend both the commission meeting starting at 8:30 and the Board of Supervisors meeting starting at 9:30. You may recall this happened in June due to the primary election, and this is to accommodate the November general election. In most cases, your meeting and the board meetings do not overlap, but when there is a general or primary election on a Tuesday, the Board of Supervisors moves their meeting to Tuesday. Staff is therefore recommending that the commission change the start time to 8:30 a.m. for your November 9th meeting and direct staff to review the website to reflect that start time.
Thank you, Paul. Do we have a motion?
Move approval, Matthews.
Second, Ocean.
Marish.
Great. Any comment? Hearing none. Roll call, Ariana.
Commissioner Barger.
Sorry, slash, slash, yes.
Commissioner Finley.
Yes.
Commissioner Matthews.
Yes.
Commissioner Marish.
Yes.
Commissioner Ocean.
Yes.
Chair McKellum.
Yes.
Item 9C is a recommendation to award a contract for consultant for the for a municipal service review and sphere of influence update for the cities of Bell, Maywood, South El Monte, and Vernon. Consistent with your adopted procurement policy, staff issued an RFP and notified prospective bidders of the RFP. I would note that we cast a very wide net in the notification for two potential bidders. By the submittal deadline, one proposal was received. Although only one bid was received, staff notes the following. The bidder, RSG, has prepared prior MSR and SOI updates for LAFCO, both for the Consolidated Fire Protection District in July of 2020 and the cities of La Mirada and Whittier in March of 2021. Their work was delivered on time and within budget. I would also note that the bid amount provided by RSG, in staff's opinion, is reasonable for the work that is to be done. Staff has confidence in RSG staffing and capabilities to perform the services required. Given the foregoing, staff recommends, that we have communicated with both of the references that were listed in the RFP, and they both gave very glowing reports. Staff recommends that the commission authorize staff to execute the contract with RSG for this MSR.
Great, thanks, Paul. Do we have a motion?
I'll move it, Barger.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Generally second.
Mr. Chair, I just have a quick question for Paul. And Paul, it is just from my city days, there used to be lots of consultants that would do this sort of work. What do you attribute the reason why there was only one bid? Is it there are fewer consultants doing this type of work, or most of them are very, very busy?
The short answer to your question is both. There are fewer consultants doing this work. Some have retired. Some consultants sort of go back and forth between working for LAFCO and being a consultant, so that has happened as well. And the ones that are out there, I regret that several of my colleagues are keeping them very busy.
Thank you.
Great. Do we have any other comment? Hearing none, roll call, Ariana.
Commissioner Barger.
Aye.
Commissioner Finley.
Yes.
Commissioner Matthews.
Yes.
Commissioner Marish.
Yes.
Commissioner Ocean.
Yes.
Chair McKellum.
Yes.
Item 10A is your legislative update. The staff report discusses several bills which may be of interest to the commission. I do have one verbal update. Since the posting of the agenda, Governor Newsom has signed SB 938. This is a law which will vastly improve the protest provisions in the act, and it will also make it easier for LAFCOs to dissolve underperforming special districts. This is a significant change to the act. It is a result of a 3-year effort by a group known as the Protest Provisions Working Group, on which your staff served. With that, staff recommends that the commission receive and file the legislative update.
Do we have a motion?
Motion, Finley. Second, Finley.
Any comment? Roll call, Ariana.
Commissioner Barger.
Aye.
Commissioner Finley?
Yes.
Commissioner Matthew?
Yes.
Commissioner Marish? Commissioner Marish? Commissioner Davitt?
Yes.
Commissioner Ocean?
Yes.
Chair McKellum?
Yes.
That motion passes.
Great. Item 12, Paul.
Item 12 would be commissioner's report, an opportunity for any report by commissioners who may have attended a meeting on LAFCO's behalf.
Okay, if any commissioner has an item they would like to report or attend a meeting on behalf of LAFCO, please do so at this time. Hearing none, we'll move forward. Item 13, Paul.
Item 13 is my executive officer's report. There is a written report in your agenda, and I have a few additional items. I would like to remind all commissioners of the CALAFCO annual conference in Newport Beach in October, about which we recently mailed you the details. If you're interested in attending, please let our staff know and we will take care of all the accommodations for hotel and reservation. We did also want to note that your next stipend or reimbursements will come from a company known as Paychex. We had some issues with our prior vendor that was unable to handle certain accounting issues that we needed, and so there was a change. So just to note the difference. As I had mentioned last month, I will not be available for the August 10th meeting, and Deputy Executive Officer Adriana Romo will fill in for me at that meeting. And finally, I would like to remind you that the September 14th meeting may be a little longer than usual. I anticipate a handful of speakers, some stakeholders who are interested in the municipal service review for the healthcare districts. They are particularly interested in the Beach Cities Health District. I expect that meeting may last between 60 and 90 minutes. And with that, staff recommends that the commission receive and file the executive officer's report.
So we have a motion.
I'll move it, Barger.
Finley, move it. Second, Finley.
Any comments? Hearing none. Roll call, Brianna.
Commissioner Barger.
Aye.
Commissioner Finley.
Yes.
Commissioner Matthews.
Yes.
Commissioner Marish. Commissioner Davitt.
Yes.
Commissioner Ocean.
Yes.
Callum.
Yes.
That motion passes. Item 14 is public comment. This is the final opportunity for members of the public to address the commission on any items, including those that are either on or not on the agenda. Staff did want to note that we did receive a written comment via email on Sunday, July 10th, and that was forwarded to all commissioners. Doug, are there any members of the public on the call?
There are two members that are unmuted.
Gloria Chacon.
Would those members, do you choose to speak at this time? Again, this is an opportunity for any member of the public who may be on the call to speak under public comment. You are unmuted. If you would like to speak, now would be the time. Hearing none, Mr. Chair, your future meetings, again, are August 10th, September 14th, and October 12th, 2022.
Fantastic. Item 16, unless there are any other business from the commission, I declare today's meeting adjourned.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good job, Gerard.
Well done, Gerard.
Thank you.
There you go, Gerard.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks, Ariana.
Very much. Thank you.
Take care, everyone. Bye.